Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the fourth ever episode of the Ultimate Podcast. Ba 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 ba. Cringe. And today I have my co-host Andy. Say hello.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another Ultimate Podcast.
And today we're going to be talking about, considering in the last episode we talked about the Xbox Series X, today we shall talk about the PlayStation 5. So get ready. If you guys want to be notified every single time we make a new episode, then smash that subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Our podcast is now available everywhere, even Google Podcasts. So you know what you gotta do, boys. Now let's get into the episode.
Me.
Yeah.
But I've seen lots of memes that like in a YouTube video, they just get a cardboard box, wrap it in white paper, and they just put a PlayStation sign on it. That's like a meme of the PlayStation 5.
Yes, lots of people say the PlayStation 5 looks like a Wi-Fi router, kind of similar to how the Xbox Series X looks like a mini fridge. And
Yeah.
I've seen loads of people on Instagram when they're talking about Xbox X versus PlayStation 5, they use the hashtag mini fridge versus Wi-Fi router.
Amazing. Okay, so
Yes.
that do you have more information to me?
Yes, I do. So the PS5, it actually looks really cool.
Yeah, and like
They released a new headset, a new camera, new controllers, new accessories.
oh, and guys, tell us which one you like the better in a voice message, Xbox
Yes.
X or PlayStation 5.
Yeah, if you guys go to anchor.fm/ultimatepodcast/message, send us a voice message of which console is your favorite.
Yeah.
Yes, but there are going to be two versions of the PlayStation 5, something that the Xbox Series X only has one version. The PS5 has the normal PlayStation 5.
And
The PlayStation 5 Digital Edition.
oh, cool.
It's like a PlayStation 5 except it doesn't have a disc drive.
What other information to me?
So first of all, it's gonna cost from what I think, it's gonna cost from £500 to £700.
Okay. Never mind. Like, I haven't really looked up this stuff on Google, so I don't really know much.
Yeah, Andy is an Xbox guy. As you guys may have heard from the last episode, I am a PlayStation guy.
Yeah. Voice message just which guy you are.
Yeah. Also, if you aren't in the PlayStation or Xbox realm, you don't have to be. Maybe the Nintendo Switch Pro, which we will talk about sooner or later. Or if you're a PC, yeah.
Or iPad.
True. Some people are iPad
Yeah, like me.
I mean, you like iPad Air and Xbox.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of Nintendo, Andy, have you heard of the Nintendo Switch Pro?
No, but I do have a Nintendo Switch.
Okay, well, the Nintendo Switch Pro, when it comes out later this year, I think it's going to be sort of the Nintendo version of all the Xboxes and PlayStations, kind of like how the Nintendo Switch was the portable PlayStation and Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
Even though with PlayStation, you could just buy a PS Vita.
What's up with PS Vita?
Okay, it's actually like a portable PlayStation.
Not cool.
It's kind of discontinued, but it's actually really cool.
Yeah.
I just wonder, I think Microsoft may be actually in the works of making, like, Xbox portable.
I will be gone for around like 30 seconds, okay?
Okay, so since Andy's gonna be gone, just me and you. I have actually never done like a podcast or anything by myself. Yeah. Yes, so if you want to subscribe to Andy's YouTube channel, then if you go to anchor.fm/ultimatepodcast, you will see his channel link and also his merch link on Teespring. And I also have a merch link on Teespring. I just let you know, Nathan isn't here today because he's kind of busy around this time. Right now, over here in England, it is 12 p.m. And it's raining outside. Yeah, but anyways, I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. We are going to continue when Andy comes back after a short intermission, which I am right now narrating. But yes. And also, if you want to give us feedback about the Ultimate Podcast, then you can send in a voice message, which we've already told you how to do that in several different episodes. Also, if you guys want the podcast to be on a service, again, you can voice message us. So, whilst we're waiting, you can just sit around and think about what we are going to talk about next. And just in case you are new to this podcast, this is a video game podcast hosted by me and my two friends, Andy and Nathan. And we talk about all sorts of stuff in gaming, like Nintendo, PlayStation, Xbox, new releases, PC, streaming services, sometimes even a bit of technology. So, yeah. And if you haven't yet, why not smack that subscribe/follow button? Because, like, it's good, right? Yeah. And also, our podcast is now available on all podcasting services. That includes Apple, Google, Over.
Hello.
Oh, okay. Andy's
hello,
back.
I'm back.
Yes, but our podcast is available everywhere, so why not listen to it everywhere? Now back to the episode. So, hello Andy, welcome back.
Hello. I still have no idea about any information about the PS5.
Okay. Well, the PS5, the specs, the specs look decent, to be honest, but like, if you compare gameplay between the Xbox Series X and the PlayStation 5, like, even if you're a squinter, you cannot see the difference. But maybe that's just through our screens.
Yeah.
So, I wonder which one is gonna get more sales, the Xbox Series X or the PlayStation 5? Well, for this generation, the PlayStation got more sales. Maybe it didn't. But Microsoft hasn't shown how many sales the Xbox has gotten, so. Interesting.
Okay, might be more, who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Microsoft do, actually.
Yeah.
But, yeah, okay, let's talk about, let's talk about mobile gaming a little bit.
I know all about mobile gaming.
Yeah, this guy's like mobile and Xbox. Yes, but, yeah. I was gonna say, here's a fact about Andy. He is probably one of the best Fortnite players on mobile. I'm on PlayStation, and because I suck at Fortnite, if you've watched my YouTube channel, you know I suck at Fortnite, but Since I suck at it, and like my issue is aiming in Fortnite.
And if you watch my YouTube channel, you will see these mini life events that I found for example, there was this mini rocket ship, and there was a spaceship, and if you want to get to like more fighting things, I won a solo squad match with over 10 kills.
Wow, impressive, to be honest. Let's see, what else can we talk about? Ooh, Andy.
Yeah?
What do you think the Nintendo Switch Pro is going to be like?
I have no idea. I think it's going to have, like, more games and stuff.
Okay. I wonder, when the Nintendo Switch line ends, what could be after the Switch? Like, maybe the Nintendo 4DS?
Okay, so I have to go. I have to go again, sorry.
Okay. So Addy, are you gonna like leave the recording or are you just gonna not talk?
But I have to go in and do something a bit, okay?
Okay. Well, whilst we're waiting, I would like to say, you know what you gotta do. I know I've said it several times, but I'm literally, like, asking you to subscribe. It's not that hard. And, if you guys support this podcast enough, we can get it. We can get a sponsor. We have a few sponsors in mind.
Okay, but... I am back.
Oh, wow, that was fast.
Yeah, I was just getting something.
Cool. Yes, but, anyways, when the Nintendo Switch lifespan is finished, what do you think is next for Nintendo?
I have no idea.
I'm thinking maybe a Nintendo 4DS?
Well.
4D. Right in your pocket? That doesn't sound right.
Timmy?
Yeah?
Well, I think that for Nintendo... You know how Xbox and PS4 is like a console which you can like connect to your TV and has loads of games on it.
Yeah.
What if there was a thing like that, but with Nintendo games on it, and it looks like Nintendo?
I'm pretty sure Nintendo already tried that with the Wii U.
Did they make the Wii U?
Yeah, they did.
So what the... Any good? Like, I actually used to have a Wii U. It was really fun.
Some people say the Wii U is a failure. Some people, like me and Andy, say it's one of the greatest consoles of all time.
Yeah.
Like we may get, like, offended in the voice messages for that, but... Yeah.
Owen's golf game, which I love.
Oh, Wii Sports, right? Oh, yeah, wow, that's Wii nostalgia.
Wii Sports, like, I actually love the golf.
Anyway, let's shift the focus back to the consoles that are 100% announced. So, Andy, you know the Xbox Series, PlayStation 5 Live event?
No, I have no idea what that is.
That's where they announced the PlayStation 5, but I actually watched it at home, obviously, live, and it was amazing. Like, actually amazing.
Wow.
I didn't look at the Xbox Series X event because I can't remember where it happened. Maybe it was at E3. Speaking of E3, if you guys want to meet me, I'm the black guy. I don't even know. Yeah, but I'm going to be at E3, so if you guys want to meet me, voice message us and I shall respond.
The E3? What's E3?
E3 is like an event where they announce all the new consoles, new games, stuff like that.
Oh, cool. So like, people can like go there.
Yeah, and like have a demo of the brand new consoles before they are released.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And they can also try out new games.
That's sick.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to the next one.
But I'm not sure if I'm gonna go.
Yeah. If you're going on holiday in America or Los Angeles, then you can go. Let's talk about YouTube on both of these consoles. So, starting one of my issues with the PS4.
What?
You cannot record. Like, if you have a PlayStation camera, I expect that you should be able to, like, record face cam whilst you're playing. But on PlayStation, you have to add the face cam after you record, which is so difficult.
I don't have a mic on my YouTube channel, but soon I'm going to buy one, and I'm going to do like a voice reveal for.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, who'd like what? And soon I might be doing Xbox videos of Apex Legends and Titanfall, and this very very new game called
Hyperscape.
Yeah, Hyperscape is a battle royale, and it's a very good game.
Like, I tried to play it, but the installation was on 44% forever, but who knows? It could have finished now.
Yeah.
Oh, with that, Andy, do you feel like wanted to end the episode there?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you enjoyed, smash that subscribe button. We will do new episodes on whatever day we feel like it. So stay tuned. You can send in a voice message, link in description. Also, thank you, NCS, for the intro song. And I guess we'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye! Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the fourth ever episode of the Ultimate Podcast. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Cringe. And today I have my co-host, Andy. Say hello.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another Ultimate Podcast.
And today we're going to be talking about, considering in the last episode we talked about the Xbox Series X, today we shall talk about the PlayStation 5. So, get ready. If you guys want to be notified every single time we make a new episode, then smash that subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Our podcast is now available everywhere, even Google Podcasts, so you know what you gotta do, boys. Now let's get into the episode.
Timmy?
Yeah?
I've seen lots of memes that... like, in a YouTube video, they just get a cardboard box, wrap it in white paper, and they just put a PlayStation sign on it. That's like a meme of the PlayStation 5.
Yes, lots of people say the PlayStation 5 looks like a Wi-Fi router, kind of similar to how the Xbox Series X looks like a mini fridge.
Yeah.
And I've seen loads of people on Instagram when they're talking about Xbox X versus PlayStation 5. They use the hashtag mini fridge versus Wi-Fi router.
Amazing. Okay, so Rob, do you have more information for me?
Yes, I do. So the PS5, it actually looks really cool.
Yeah. And like,
they released a new headset, a new camera, new controllers, new accessories.
Oh, and guys, Emma, tell us which one you like the better in a voice message, Xbox,
yes,
X, or PlayStation 5.
Yeah, if you guys go to anchor.fm/oldfootpodcast/message, send us a voice message of which console is your favorite.
Yeah.
Yes, but there are going to be two versions of the PlayStation 5, something that the Xbox Series X, it only has one version. The PS5 has the normal PlayStation 5.
And?
The PlayStation 5 Digital Edition.
Oh, cool.
It's okay. Like a PlayStation 5, except it doesn't have a disc drive.
What other information to me?
So first of all, it's gonna cost from what I think it's gonna cost from £500 to £700.
Okay. Never mind. Like, I haven't really looked up this stuff on Google, so I don't really know much.
Yeah, Andy is an Xbox guy. As you guys may have heard from the last episode, I am a PlayStation guy.
Yeah. Well, voice message just heard which guy you are.
Yeah. Also, if you aren't in the PlayStation or Xbox realm, you don't have to be. Maybe the Nintendo Switch Pro, which we will talk about sooner or later. Or if you're a PC. Yeah.
Or iPad.
True. Some people are iPad gamers.
Yeah, like me.
I mean, you like iPad Air and the Xbox.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of Nintendo, Andy, have you heard of the Nintendo Switch Pro?
No. No, but I do have a Nintendo Switch.
Okay, well, the Nintendo Switch Pro, when it comes out later this year, I think it's going to be sort of the Nintendo version of all the Xboxes and PlayStations, kind of like how the Nintendo Switch was the portable PlayStation and the Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
Even though with PlayStation, you could just buy a PS Vita.
What's of a PS Vita?
Okay, it's actually like a portable PlayStation.
Not cool.
It's kind of discontinued, but it's actually really cool.
Yeah.
I just wonder, I think Microsoft may be actually in the works of making like Xbox portable.
I will be gone for around like 30 seconds, okay?
Okay, so since Andy's gonna be gone, just me and you. I have actually never done like a podcast or anything by myself. Yeah. Yes, so if you want to subscribe to Andy's YouTube channel, then if you go to anchor.fm/ultimatepodcast, you will see his channel link and also his merch link on Teespring. And I also have a much good Teespring. I just let you know, Nathan isn't here today because he's kind of busy around this time right now over here in England. It is 12 PM, and it's raining outside. Yeah, but anyways, I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. We are going to continue when Andy comes back after a short intermission, which I am right now narrating, but. Yes, and also, if you want to give us feedback about the Ultimate Podcast, then you can send in a voice message, which we've already told you how to do that in several different episodes. Also, if you guys want the podcast to be on a certain service, again, you can voice message us. So, whilst we're waiting, you can just sit around and think about what we are going to talk about next. And just in case you are new to this podcast, this is a video game podcast hosted by me and my two friends, Andy and Nathan. And we talk about all sorts of stuff in gaming, like Nintendo, PlayStation, Xbox, new releases, PC, streaming services, sometimes even a bit of technology. So, yeah. And if you haven't yet, why not smack that subscribe/follow button? Because, like, it's good, right? And also, our podcast is now available on all podcasting services. That includes Apple, Google, Over.
Hello.
Oh, okay. Andy's
Hello,
back.
I'm back.
Yes, but our podcast is available everywhere, so why not listen to it everywhere? Now back to the episode. So, hello, Andy. Welcome back.
Hello. I still have no idea about any information about the PS5.
Okay. Well, the PS5, the specs. Well, the specs look decent, to be honest. But, like, if you compare gameplay between the Xbox Series X and the PlayStation 5, like, even if you're a squinter, you cannot see the difference. But maybe that's just through our screens.
Yeah.
So, I wonder which one is going to get more sales, the Xbox Series X or the PlayStation 5? Well, for this generation, the PlayStation got more sales. Maybe it didn't. But Microsoft hasn't shown how many sales the Xbox has gotten, so... Interesting.
Okay, might be more, who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Microsoft do, actually.
Yeah.
But, okay, let's talk about, let's talk about mobile gaming a little bit.
I know all about mobile gaming.
Yeah, this guy's like mobile and Xbox. Yes, but, yeah. I was gonna say, here's a fact about Andy. He is probably one of the best Fortnite players on mobile.
Uh-huh.
I'm a PlayStation, and because I suck at Fortnite, if you've watched my YouTube channel, you know I suck at Fortnite. But since I suck at it, and like, my issue is aiming in Fortnite.
And if you watch my YouTube channel, you will see these mini live events that I found, for example, there was this mini rocket ship, mm-hmm. and there was a spaceship, and if you want to get to like more fighting things, I won a solo squad match with over 10 kills.
Wow, impressive, to be honest. Let's see, what else can we talk about? Ooh, Andy.
Yeah?
What do you think the Nintendo Switch Pro is gonna be like?
I have no idea. I think it's going to have, like, more games and stuff.
Okay. I wonder, when the Nintendo Switch line ends, what could be after the Switch? Like, maybe the Nintendo 4DS?
Okay, so I have to go again, sorry.
Okay. Andy, are you gonna, like, leave the recording, or are you just gonna not talk?
But I have to go in and do something a bit, okay?
Okay. Well, whilst we're waiting, I would like to say, you know what you gotta do. I know I've said it several times, but I'm literally, like, asking you to subscribe. It's not that hard. And, if you guys support this podcast enough, we can get it. We can get a sponsor. We have a few sponsors in mind.
Okay, but... I am back.
Oh, wow, that was fast.
Yeah, I was just getting something.
Cool. Yes, but anyways, when the Nintendo Switch Live spam is finished, what do you think is next for Nintendo?
I have no idea.
What? I'm thinking maybe a Nintendo 4, 4DS.
Well.
4D. Right in your pocket? That doesn't sound right.
Timmy?
Yeah?
Well, I think that the Nintendo... You know how Xbox and PS4 is like a console which you can like connect it to your TV and has loads of games on it?
Yeah.
What if there was a thing like that, but with Nintendo games on it and it looks like Nintendo?
I'm pretty sure Nintendo already tried that with the Wii U.
Yeah, did they make the Wii U?
Yeah, they did.
So what the... Any good? Like, well, I actually used to have a Wii U. It was really fun.
Some people say the Wii U is a failure. Some people, like me and Andy, say it's one of the greatest consoles of all time.
Yeah.
Like we may get, like, offended in the voice messages for that, but... Yeah.
Oh, this golf game, which I love.
Oh, Wii Sports, right? Oh, yeah, wow, Wii that's Sports. Nostalgia.
Wii Sports, like, I absolutely love the golf.
Anyway, let's shift the focus back to the consoles that are 100% announced. So, Andy, you know the Xbox Series, PlayStation 5 Live event?
No, I have no idea what that is.
That's where they announced the PlayStation 5, but I actually watched it at home, obviously, live, and it was amazing. Like, actually amazing.
Wow.
I didn't look at the Xbox Series X event because I can't remember where it happened. Maybe it was at E3. Speaking of E3, if you guys want to meet me, I'm the black guy. I don't even know. Yeah, but I'm going to be at E3, so if you guys want to meet me, voice message us and I shall respond.
But E3? What's E3?
E3 is like an event where they announce all the new consoles, new games, stuff like that.
Oh, cool. So like, people can like go there.
Yeah, and like have a demo of the brand new consoles before they are released.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And they can also try out new games.
That's sick.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to the next one.
Well, I'm not sure if I'm gonna go.
Yeah. If you're going on holiday in America or Los Angeles, then you can go. Let's talk about YouTube on both of these consoles. So, yeah. Should I tell you one of my issues with the PS4?
What?
You cannot record. Like, if you have a PlayStation camera, I expect that you should be able to, like, record face cam whilst you're playing. But on PlayStation, you have to add the face cam after you record, which is so difficult.
I don't have a mic on my YouTube channel, but soon I'm going to buy one, and I'm going to do like a voice reveal for.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, who would like what? And soon I might be doing my Xbox videos of Apex Legends and Titanfall. And this very, very new game called
Hyperscape.
Yeah, Hyperscape is a battle royale and it's a very good game.
Like, I tried to play it, but the installation was on 44% forever, but who knows? It could have finished now.
Yeah.
Oh, with that, Andy, do you feel like wanting to end the episode there?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you enjoyed, smash that subscribe button. We will do new episodes on whatever day we feel like it. So, yeah. Stay tuned. You can send in a voice message, link in description. Also, thank you, NCS, for the intro song. And I guess we'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye! Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the fourth ever episode of the Ultimate Podcast. Ba 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 ba. Cringe. And today I have my co-host Andy. Say hello.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another Ultimate Podcast.
And today we're going to be talking about, considering in the last episode we talked about the Xbox Series X, today we shall talk about the PlayStation 5. So, get ready. If you guys want to be notified every single time we make a new episode, then smash that subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Our podcast is now available everywhere, even Google Podcasts, so you know what you gotta do, boys. Now, let's get into the episode.
Timmy?
Yeah?
Well, I've seen lots of memes that... like, in a YouTube video... They just get a cardboard box, wrap it in white paper, and they just put a PlayStation sign on it. That's like a meme of the PlayStation 5.
Yes, lots of people say the PlayStation 5 looks like a Wi-Fi router, kind of similar to how the Xbox Series X looks like a mini fridge.
Yeah.
And I've seen loads of people on Instagram when they're talking about Xbox X versus PlayStation 5. They use the hashtag mini fridge versus Wi-Fi router.
Amazing. Okay, so
yeah.
Do you have more information for me?
Yes, I do. So the PS5, it actually looks really cool.
Yeah. And like,
they released a new headset, a new camera, new controllers, new accessories.
And guys, I'm tell us which one you like the better in a voice message. Xbox.
Yes.
X. Or PlayStation 5.
Yeah, if you guys go to anchor.fm/ultimatepodcast/message, send us a voice message of which console is your favorite.
Yeah.
Yes, but there are going to be two versions of the PlayStation 5, something that the Xbox Series X, it only has one version. The PS5 has the normal PlayStation 5.
And?
The PlayStation 5 Digital Edition.
Oh, cool.
It's like a PlayStation 5, except it doesn't have a disc drive.
And what other information?
So first of all, it's going to cost, from what I think, it's going to cost from £500 to £700.
Okay. Never mind, like, I haven't really looked up this stuff on Google, so I don't really know much.
Yeah, Andy is an Xbox guy. As you guys may have heard from the last episode, I am a PlayStation guy.
Yeah. Well, voice message just read which guy you are.
Yeah. Also, if you aren't in the PlayStation or Xbox realm, you don't have to be. Maybe the Nintendo Switch Pro, which we will talk about sooner or later. Or if you're a PC. Yeah.
Or iPad.
True. Some people are iPad gamers.
Yeah. Like me.
I mean, you like iPad Air and the Xbox.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of Nintendo, Andy, have you heard of the Nintendo Switch Pro?
No. No. But I do have a Nintendo Switch.
Okay. Well, the Nintendo Switch Pro, when it comes out later this year, I think it's going to be sort of the Nintendo version of all the Xboxes and PlayStations, kind of like how the Nintendo Switch was the portable PlayStation and the Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
Even though with PlayStation, you could just buy a PS Vita.
What's with a PS Vita?
Okay, it's actually like a portable PlayStation.
Not cool.
It's kind of discontinued, but it's actually really cool.
Yeah.
I just wonder, I think Microsoft may be actually in the works of making, like, Xbox Portable.
I will be gone for around, like, 30 seconds, okay?
Okay, so, since Andy's gonna be gone, just me and you. I have actually never done, like, a podcast or anything by myself. Yeah. Yes, so if you want to subscribe to Andy's YouTube channel, then if you go to anchor.fm/ultimatepodcast, you will see his channel link and also his merch link on Teespring. And I also have a merch link on Teespring. I just let you know, Nathan isn't here today because he's kind of busy around this time. Right now, over here in England, it is 12 p.m. And it's raining outside. Yeah, but anyways, I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. We are going to continue when Andy comes back after a short intermission, which I am right now narrating. But yes, and also, if you want to give us feedback about the Ultimate Podcast, then you can send in a voice message, which we've already told you how to do that in several different episodes. Also, if you guys want the podcast to be on a service, again, you can voice message us. So, whilst we're waiting, you can just sit around and think about what we are going to talk about next. And just in case you are new to this podcast, this is a video game podcast hosted by me and my two friends, Andy and Nathan. And we talk about all sorts of stuff in gaming, like Nintendo, PlayStation, Xbox, new releases, PC, streaming services, sometimes even a bit of technology. So, yeah. And if you haven't yet, why not smack that subscribe/follow button? Because, like, it's good, right? Yeah. And also, our podcast is now available on all podcasting services. That includes Apple, Google,
Hello.
Oh, okay. Andy's
Hello,
back.
I'm back.
Yes, but our podcast is available everywhere, so why not listen to it everywhere? Now back to the episode. So, hello Andy, welcome back.
Hello. And I still have no idea about any information about the PS5.
Okay. Well, the PS5, the specs, the specs look decent, to be honest, but, like, if you compare gameplay between the Xbox Series X and the PlayStation 5, like, even if you're a squinter, you cannot see the difference. But maybe that's just through our screens.
Yeah.
So, I wonder which one is gonna get more sales, the Xbox Series X or the PlayStation 5? Well, for this generation, the PlayStation got more sales. Maybe it didn't. But Microsoft hasn't shown how many sales the Xbox has gotten, so. Interesting.
Okay, might be more, who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Microsoft do, actually.
Yeah.
But, yeah, okay, let's talk about mobile gaming a little bit.
I know all about mobile gaming.
Yeah, this guy's like mobile and Xbox Yes, but I was gonna say, here's a fact about Andy. He is probably one of the best Fortnite players on mobile. I'm on PlayStation, and because I suck at Fortnite, if you've watched my YouTube channel, you know I suck at Fortnite. But since I suck at it, and like my issue is aiming in Fortnite.
And if you watch my YouTube channel, you will see these mini live events that I found for example, there was this mini rocket ship, and there was a spaceship, and if you want to get to like more fighting things, I won a solo squad match with over 10 kills.
Wow, impressive, to be honest. Let's see, what else can we talk about? Ooh, Andy.
Yeah?
What do you think the Nintendo Switch Pro is gonna be like?
I have no idea. I think it's going to have, like, more games and stuff.
Okay. I wonder, when the Nintendo Switch line ends, what could be after the Switch? Like, maybe the Nintendo 4DS?
Okay, so I have to go again, sorry.
Okay. So Andy, are you gonna like leave the recording or are you just gonna not talk?
But I have to go and do something a bit, okay?
Okay. Well, whilst we're waiting, I would like to say, you know what you gotta do. I know I've said it several times, but I'm literally, like, asking you to subscribe. It's not that hard. And if you guys support this podcast enough, we can get it. We can get a sponsor. We have a few sponsors in mind.
Okay, I am back.
Oh, wow, that was fast.
Yeah, I was just getting something.
Cool. Yes, but anyways, when the Nintendo Switch Live spam is finished, what do you think is next for Nintendo?
I have no idea.
I'm thinking maybe a Nintendo 4, 4DS?
Well.
4D. Right in your pocket? That doesn't sound right.
Timmy?
Yeah?
Well, I think that for Nintendo, You know how Xbox and PS4 is like a console which you can like connect to your TV and has loads of games on it?
Yeah.
What if there was a thing like that, but with Nintendo games on it and it looks like Nintendo?
I'm pretty sure Nintendo already tried that with the Wii U.
Did they make the Wii U?
Yeah, they did.
To work them any good, like, I actually used to have a Wii U. It was really fun.
Some people say the Wii U is a failure. Some people, like me and Andy, say it's one of the greatest consoles of all time.
Yeah.
Like we may get, like, offended in the voice messages for that, but... Yeah.
Owen's golf game, which I love.
Oh, Wii Sports, right? Oh, yeah, wow, that's nostalgia.
Wii Sports, like, I absolutely love the golf.
Anyway, let's shift the focus back to the consoles that are 100% announced. So, Andy, you know the Xbox Series PlayStation 5 live event?
No, I have no idea what that is.
That's where they announced the PlayStation 5, but I actually watched it at home, obviously, live, and it was amazing. Like, actually amazing.
Wow.
I didn't look at the Xbox Series X event because I can't remember where it happened. Maybe it was at E3, Speaking of E3, if you guys want to meet me, I'm the black guy. I don't even know. Yeah, but I'm going to be at E3. So if you guys want to meet me, voice message us and I shall respond.
But E3? What's E3?
E3 is like an event where they announce all the new consoles, new games, stuff like that.
Oh, cool. So like, people can like go there.
Yeah, and like have a demo of the brand new consoles before they are released.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And they can also try out new games.
That's it.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to the next one.
Well, I'm not sure if I'm gonna go.
Yeah, if you're going on holiday in America or Los Angeles, then you can go. Let's talk about YouTube on both of these consoles. So, yeah. Should I tell you one of my issues with the PS4?
What?
You cannot record, like, if you have a PlayStation camera, I expect that you should be able to, like, record face cam whilst you're playing. But on PlayStation, you have to add the face cam after you record, which is so difficult.
I don't have a mic on my YouTube channel. But soon I'm going to buy one, and I'm going to do, like, a voice reveal for all.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, who would, like, what? And soon I might be doing my Xbox videos of, like, Apex Legends and Titanfall, and this very, very new game called
Hyperscape.
Yeah, Hyperscape is a battle royale, and it's a very good game.
Like, I tried to play it, but the installation was on 44% forever. But who knows? It could have finished now.
Yeah.
With that, Andy, do you feel like wanted to end the episode there?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you enjoyed, smash that subscribe button. We will do new episodes on whatever day we feel like it. So, yeah. Stay tuned. You can send in a voice message, link in description. Also, thank you, NCS, for the intro song. And I guess we'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye! Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the fourth ever episode of the Ultimate Podcast. Ba 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 ba, cringe. And today I have my co-host, Andy. Say hello.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another Ultimate Podcast.
And today we're going to be talking about, considering in the last episode we talked about the Xbox Series X, today we shall talk about the PlayStation 5. So, get ready. If you guys want to be notified every single time we make a new episode, then smash that subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Our podcast is now available everywhere, even Google Podcasts, so you know what you gotta do, boys. Now, let's get into the episode.
Timmy?
Yeah?
I've seen lots of memes that, like, in a YouTube video, they just get a cardboard box, wrap it in white paper, and they just put a PlayStation sign on it. That's like a meme of the PlayStation 5.
Yes, lots of people say the PlayStation 5 looks like a Wi-Fi router, kind of similar to how the Xbox Series X looks like a mini fridge.
Yeah.
And I've seen loads of people on Instagram when they're talking about Xbox X versus PlayStation 5, they use the hashtag mini fridge versus Wi-Fi router.
Amazing. Okay, so
Yes.
Rube, do you have more information to me?
Yes, I do. So the PS5, it actually looks really cool.
Yeah, and like.
They released a new headset, a new camera, new controllers, new accessories.
Oh, and guys, Emma, tell us which one you like the better in a voice message, Xbox
Yes.
X or PlayStation 5.
Yeah, if you guys go to anchor.fm/ultimatepodcast/message, send us a voice message of which console is your favorite.
Yeah.
Yes, but there are going to be two versions of the PlayStation 5, something that the Xbox Series X only has one version. The PS5 has the normal PlayStation 5.
And
The PlayStation 5 Digital Edition.
oh, cool.
It's like a PlayStation 5, except it doesn't have a disk drive.
And what other information to me?
So first of all, it's gonna cost from what I think, it's gonna cost from £500 to £700.
Okay. Never mind. Never mind. Like, I haven't really looked up this stuff on Google, so I don't really know much.
Yeah, Andy is an Xbox guy. As you guys may have heard from the last episode, I am a PlayStation guy.
Yeah. Voice message just read which guy you are.
Yeah. Also, if you aren't in the PlayStation or Xbox realm, you don't have to be. Maybe the Nintendo Switch Pro, which we will talk about sooner or later. Or if you're a PC. Yeah.
Or iPad.
True. Some people are iPad
Yeah, like me.
I mean, you like iPad Air and Xbox.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of Nintendo, Andy, have you heard of the Nintendo Switch Pro?
No, but I do have a Nintendo Switch.
Okay, well, the Nintendo Switch Pro, when it comes out later this year, I think it's going to be sort of the Nintendo version of all the Xboxes and PlayStations, kind of like how the Nintendo Switch was the portable PlayStation and Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
Even though with PlayStation you could just buy a PS Vita.
What's up with PS Vita?
Okay, it's actually like a portable PlayStation.
Not cool.
It's kind of discontinued, but it's actually really cool.
Yeah.
I just wonder, I think Microsoft may be actually in the works of making like Xbox Portable.
I will be gone for around like 30 seconds, okay?
Okay, so since Andy's gonna be gone, just me and you. I have actually never done like a podcast or anything by myself. Yeah. Yes, so if you want to subscribe to Andy's YouTube channel, then if you go to anchor.fm/ultimatepodcast, you will see his channel link and also his merch link on Teespring. And I also have a merch link on Teespring. I just let you know, we actually Nathan isn't here today because he's kind of busy around this time right now over here in England. It is 12 p.m. And it's raining outside. Yeah, but anyways, I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. We are going to continue when Andy comes back after a short intermission, which I am right now narrating. But yes. And also, if you want to give us feedback about the Ultimate Podcast, then you can send in a voice message, which we've already told you how to do that in several different episodes. Also, if you guys want the podcast to be on a certain service, again, you can voice message us. So, whilst we're waiting, you can just sit around and think about what we are going to talk about next. And just in case you are new to this podcast, this is a video game podcast hosted by me and my two friends, Andy and Nathan. And we talk about all sorts of stuff in gaming, like Nintendo, PlayStation, Xbox, new releases, PC, streaming services, sometimes even a bit of technology. So, yeah. And if you haven't yet, why not smack that subscribe/follow button? Because, like, it's good, right? Yeah. And also, our podcast is now available on all podcasting services. That includes Apple, Google, Over.
Hello.
Oh, okay. Andy's
Hello,
back.
I'm back.
Yes, but our podcast is available everywhere, so why not listen to it everywhere? Now back to the episode. So, hello Andy, welcome back.
Hello. I still have no idea about any information about the PS5.
Okay. Well, the PS5, the specs. The specs look decent, to be honest, but, like, if you compare gameplay between the Xbox Series X and the PlayStation 5, like, even if you're a squinter, you cannot see the difference. But maybe that's just through our screens.
Yeah.
So, I wonder which one is going to get more sales, the Xbox Series X or the PlayStation 5? Well, for this generation, the PlayStation got more sales. Maybe it didn't. But Microsoft hasn't shown how many sales the Xbox has gotten, so... interesting.
Okay, might be more, who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Microsoft do, actually.
Yeah.
But, yeah, okay, let's talk about, let's talk about mobile gaming a little bit.
I know all about mobile gaming.
Yeah, this guy's like mobile and Xbox. Yes, but, yeah. I was gonna say, here's a fact about Andy. He is probably one of the best Fortnite players on mobile. I'm on PlayStation, and because I suck at Fortnite, if you've watched my YouTube channel, you know I suck at Fortnite. But since I suck at it, and like my issue is aiming in Fortnite.
And if you watch my YouTube channel, you will see these mini life events that I found. For example, there was this mini rocket ship, and there was a spaceship, and if you want to get to like more fighting things, I won a solo squad match with over 10 kills.
Wow, impressive, to be honest. Let's see, what else can we talk about? Ooh, Andy.
Yeah?
What do you think the Nintendo Switch Pro is going to be like?
I have no idea. I think it's going to have, like, more games and stuff.
Okay. I wonder, what could be, when the Nintendo Switch line ends, what could be after the Switch? Like, maybe the Nintendo 4DS?
Okay, so I have to go again, sorry.
Okay. So Andy, are you gonna, like, leave the recording, or are you just gonna not talk?
But I have to go and do something a bit, okay?
Okay. Well, whilst we're waiting, I would like to say, you know what you gotta do. I know I've said it several times, but I'm literally, like, asking you to subscribe. It's not that hard. And, if you guys support this podcast enough, we can get it. We can get a sponsor. We have a few sponsors in mind.
Okay, but... I am back.
Oh, wow, that was fast.
Yeah, I was just getting something.
Cool. Yes, but anyways, when the Nintendo Switch Live spam is finished, what do you think is next for Nintendo?
I have no idea.
I'm thinking maybe a Nintendo 4, 4DS?
Well.
4D, right in your pocket? That doesn't sound right.
Timmy?
Yeah?
Well, I think that for Nintendo, you know how Xbox and PS4 is like a console which you can like connect to your TV and has loads of games on it.
Yeah.
What if there was a thing like that, but with Nintendo games on it, and it looks like Nintendo?
I'm pretty sure Nintendo already tried that with the Wii U.
Yeah, did they make the Wii U?
Yeah, they did.
So what the... Any good, like... Well, I actually used to have a Wii U. It was really fun.
Some people say the Wii U is a failure. Some people, like me and Andy, say it's one of the greatest consoles of all time.
Yeah.
Like, we may get, like, offended in the voice messages for that, but... Yeah.
Oh, it's a golf game, which I love.
Oh, Wii Sports, right? Oh, yeah, wow, that's Wii nostalgia.
Wii Sports, like, I absolutely love the golf.
Anyway, let's shift the focus back to the consoles that are 100% announced. So, Andy, you know the Xbox Series, PlayStation 5 Live event?
No, I have no idea what that is.
That's where they announced the PlayStation 5, but I actually watched it at home, obviously, live, and it was amazing. Like, actually amazing.
Wow.
I didn't look at the Xbox Series X event because I can't remember where it happened. Maybe it was at E3. Speaking of E3, if you guys want to meet me, I'm the black guy. I don't even know. Yeah, but I'm going to be at E3, so if you guys want to meet me, voice message us and I shall respond.
The E3? What's E3?
E3 is like an event where they announce all the new consoles, new games, stuff like that.
Oh, cool. So like, people can like go there.
Yeah, and like have a demo of the brand new consoles before they are released.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And they can also try out new games.
That's sick.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to the next one.
But I'm not sure if I'm gonna go.
Yeah. If you're going on holiday in America or Los Angeles, then you can go. Let's talk about YouTube on both of these consoles. So, should I tell you one of my issues with the PS4?
What?
You cannot record. Like, if you have a PlayStation camera, I expect that you should be able to, like, record face cam whilst you're playing. But on PlayStation, you have to add the face cam after you record, which is so difficult.
I don't have a mic on my YouTube channel, but soon I'm going to buy one, and I'm going to do like a voice reveal for.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, who would like what? And soon I might be doing Xbox videos of like Apex Legends, Titanfall, and this very, very new game
called Hyperscape.
Yeah, Hyperscape is a battle royale, and it's a very good game.
Like, I tried to play it, but the installation was on 44% forever, but who knows? It could have finished now.
Yeah.
Well, with that, Andy, do you feel like wanted to end the episode there?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you enjoyed, smash that subscribe button. We will do new episodes on whatever day we feel like it. So, yeah. Stay tuned. You can send in a voice message, link in description. Also, thank you, NCS, for the intro song. And I guess we'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye! Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the fourth ever episode of the Ultimate Podcast. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Cringe. And today I have my co-host, Andy. Say hello.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another Ultimate Podcast.
And today we're going to be talking about, considering in the last episode we talked about the Xbox Series X, today we shall talk about the PlayStation 5. So, get ready. If you guys want to be notified every single time we make a new episode, then smash that subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Our podcast is now available everywhere, even Google Podcasts, so you know what you gotta do, boys. Now, let's get into the episode.
Timmy?
Yeah?
I've seen lots of memes that... like, in a YouTube video, they just get a cardboard box, wrap it in white paper, and they just put a PlayStation sign on it. That's like a meme of the PlayStation 5.
Yes, lots of people say the PlayStation 5 looks like a Wi-Fi router, kind of similar to how the Xbox Series X looks like a mini fridge.
Yeah.
And I've seen loads of people on Instagram when they're talking about Xbox X versus PlayStation 5. They use the hashtag mini fridge versus Wi-Fi router.
Amazing. Okay, so Rob, do you have more information for me?
Yes, I do. So the PS5, it actually looks really cool.
Yeah. And like,
they released a new headset, a new camera, new controllers, new accessories.
And guys, Emma, tell us which one you like better in a voice message. Xbox,
yes.
X, or PlayStation 5.
Yeah, if you guys go to anchor.fm/ultimatepodcast/message, send us a voice message of which console is your favorite.
Yeah.
Yes, but there are going to be two versions of the PlayStation 5, something that the Xbox Series X, it only has one version. The PS5 has the normal PlayStation 5.
And?
The PlayStation 5 Digital Edition.
Oh, cool.
It's like a PlayStation 5, except it doesn't have a disc drive.
What other information?
So first of all, it's going to cost, from what I think, it's going to cost from £500 to £700.
Okay. Never mind, like, I haven't really looked up this stuff on Google, so I don't really know much.
Yeah, Andy is an Xbox guy. As you guys may have heard from the last episode, I am a PlayStation guy.
Yeah. Well, voice message just read which guy you are.
Yeah. Also, if you aren't in the PlayStation or Xbox realm, you don't have to be. Maybe the Nintendo Switch Pro, which we will talk about sooner or later. Or if you're a PC. Yeah.
Or iPad.
True. Some people are iPad gamers.
Yeah, like me.
I mean, you like iPad Air and the Xbox.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of Nintendo, Andy, have you heard of the Nintendo Switch Pro?
No. No, but I do have a Nintendo Switch.
Okay. Well, the Nintendo Switch Pro, when it comes out later this year, I think it's going to be sort of the Nintendo version of all the Xboxes and PlayStations, kind of like how the Nintendo Switch was the portable PlayStation and the Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
Even though with PlayStation, you could just buy a PS Vita.
What's with a PS Vita?
Okay, it's actually like a portable PlayStation.
Not cool.
It's kind of discontinued, but it's actually really cool.
Yeah.
I just wonder, I think Microsoft may be actually in the works of making like Xbox portable.
I will be gone for around like 30 seconds, okay?
Okay, so since Andy's gonna be gone, just me and you. I have actually never done like a podcast or anything by myself. Yeah. Yes, so if you want to subscribe to Andy's YouTube channel, then if you go to anchor.fm/ultimatepodcast, you will see his channel link and also his merch link on Teespring. And I also have a match link on Teespring. I just let you know, Nathan isn't here today because he's kind of busy around this time. Right now, over here in England, it is 12 p.m. And it's raining outside. Yeah, but anyways, I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. We are going to continue when Andy comes back after a short intermission, which I am right now narrating. But yes, and also, if you want to give us feedback about the Ultimate Podcast, then you can send in a voice message, which we've already told you how to do that in several different episodes. Also, if you guys want the podcast to be on a service, again, you can voice message us. So, whilst we're waiting, you can just sit around and think about what we are going to talk about next. And just in case you are new to this podcast, this is a video game podcast hosted by me and my two friends, Andy and Nathan. And we talk about all sorts of stuff in gaming, like Nintendo, PlayStation, Xbox, new releases, PC, streaming services, sometimes even a bit of technology. So, yeah. And if you haven't yet, why not smack that subscribe/follow button? Because, like, it's good, right? Yeah. And also, our podcast is now available on all podcasting services. That includes Apple, Google, Over.
Hello.
Oh, okay. Andy's
hello,
back.
I'm back.
Yes, but our podcast is available everywhere, so why not listen to it everywhere? Now back to the episode. So, hello Andy, welcome back.
Hello. I still have no idea about any information about the PS5.
Okay. Well, the PS5, the specs, the specs look decent, to be honest, but like, if you compare gameplay between the Xbox Series X and the PlayStation 5, like, even if you're a squinter, you cannot see the difference. But maybe that's just through our screens.
Yeah.
So, I wonder which one is gonna get more sales, the Xbox Series X or the PlayStation 5? Well, for this generation, the PlayStation got more sales. Maybe it didn't. But Microsoft hasn't shown how many sales the Xbox has gotten, so. Interesting.
Okay, might be more, who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Microsoft do, actually.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay. Let's go. Let's talk about. Let's see. Let's talk about mobile gaming a little bit.
I know all about mobile gaming.
Yeah, this guy's like mobile and Xbox. Yes, but yeah. I was gonna say, here's a fact about Andy. He is probably one of the best Fortnite players on mobile. I'm on PlayStation, and because I suck at Fortnite, if you've watched my YouTube channel, you know I suck at Fortnite. But since I suck at it, and like my issue is aiming in Fortnite.
And if you watch my YouTube channel, you'll see these mini live events that I found for example, there was this mini rocket ship, mm-hmm. and there was a spaceship, and if you want to get to like more fighting things, I won a solo squad match with over 10 kills.
Wow, impressive, to be honest. Let's see, what else can we talk about? Ooh, Andy.
Yeah?
What do you think the Nintendo Switch Pro is gonna be like?
I have no idea. I think it's going to have, like, more games and stuff.
Okay. I wonder, when the Nintendo Switch line ends, what could be after the Switch? Like, maybe the Nintendo 4DS?
Okay, so I have to go again, sorry.
Okay. Andy, are you gonna, like, leave the recording, or are you just gonna not talk?
But I have to go in and do something a bit, okay?
Okay. Well, whilst we're waiting, I would like to say, you know what you gotta do. I know I've said it several times, but I'm literally, like, asking you to subscribe. It's not that hard. And if you guys support this podcast enough, we can get it. We can get a sponsor. We have a few sponsors in mind.
Okay, but... I am back.
Oh, wow, that was fast.
Yeah, I was just getting something.
Cool. Yes, but anyways, when the Nintendo Switch lifespan is finished, what do you think is next for Nintendo?
I have no idea.
I'm thinking maybe a Nintendo 4, 4DS?
Well.
4D. Right in your pocket? That doesn't sound right.
Timmy?
Yeah?
Well, I think that for Nintendo... You know how Xbox and PS4 is like a console which you can like connect to your TV and has loads of games on it.
Yeah.
What if there was a thing like that, but with Nintendo games on it, and it looks like Nintendo?
I'm pretty sure Nintendo already tried that with the Wii U.
Yeah, but did they make the Wii U?
Yeah, they did.
To work them any good, like, well, I actually used to have a Wii U. It was really fun.
Some people say the Wii U is a failure. Some people, like me and Andy, say it's one of the greatest consoles of all time.
Yeah.
Like we may get, like, offended in the voice messages for that, but... Yeah.
Oh, this golf game, which I love.
Oh, Wii Sports, right? Oh, yeah, wow, Wii that's Sports. Nostalgia.
Wii Sports, like, I absolutely love the golf.
Anyway, let's shift the focus back to the consoles that are 100% announced. So, Andy, yeah. You know the Xbox Series, PlayStation 5 Live event?
No, I have no idea what that is.
That's where they announced the PlayStation 5, but I actually watched it at home, obviously. live, and it was amazing. Like, actually amazing.
Wow.
I didn't look at the Xbox Series X event because I can't remember where it happened. Maybe it was at E3. Speaking of E3, if you guys want to meet me, I'm the black guy. I don't even know. Yeah, but I'm going to be at E3, so if you guys want to meet me, voice message us and I shall respond.
But E3? What's E3?
E3 is like an event where they announce all the new consoles, new games, stuff like that.
Oh, cool. So, like, people can, like, go there.
Yeah, and, like, have a demo of the brand new consoles before they are released.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And they can also try out new games.
That's sick.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to the next one.
But I'm not sure if I'm gonna go.
Yeah, if you're going on holiday in America or Los Angeles, then you can go. Let's talk about YouTube on both of these consoles. So, yeah. Should I tell you one of my issues with the PS4?
What?
You cannot record. Like, if you have a PlayStation camera, I expect that you should be able to, like, record face cam whilst you're playing. But on PlayStation, you have to add the face cam after you record, which is so difficult.
I don't have a mic on my YouTube channel. But soon I'm going to buy one. And I'm going to do, like, a voice reveal for...
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like... Who would, like... What? And soon I might be doing my Xbox videos of, like... Apex Legends and, Titanfall... And this very, very new game called
Hyperscape.
Yeah, Hyperscape is a battle royale, and it's a very good game.
Like, I tried to play it, but the installation was on 44% forever, but who knows? It could have finished now.
Yeah.
Well, with that, Andy, do you feel like wanted to end the episode there?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you enjoyed, smash that subscribe button. We will do new episodes on whatever day we feel like it. So, yeah. Stay tuned. You can send in a voice message, link in description. Also, thank you, NCS, for the intro song. And I guess we'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye!